The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but remember, there's a time to laugh. That's what the Bible teaches. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, there is a time to cry. That's what the Bible teaches. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Remember, everything we do is hopefully a blessing. Or at least most of it. Or some of it. Or maybe just a little tiny little bit anyway. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes. Your phone calls and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here's a good one. Which area do we need to have more wisdom in? Which area do we need more wisdom in? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us and give us a call. The number to call is 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's like finding an unexpected dessert in your refrigerator. Oh, baby.
That's pretty good, right? Like, oh, wait, look at that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one right there. Here's the bottom line. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's what it's like. That moment of, cool, right? All right. Here it is.
Aww.
That's nice, isn't it? All right. So you can either call us. We know it's a phone. I know it's complex. It has been around for a little while. Okay, a long while. Here's the other thing you can do. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go again.
214-210-8483.
You can do that, or you can send an email. That's easy, too. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D. @ with a little circle around it, hemustincrease.org. Of course, we're going to send you up to the website. Couple things to tell you. There are prayer request forms. Like, you just fill it out online on the website. We pray for you. You can make it public. You can make it private. Okay? It's up to you. Same thing with praise reports. You can make it public. You can make it private. Real simple. You don't have to worry. Nobody's grading you on how you write a prayer request or a praise report. Trust me. Additionally, there are some interviews with some past people that we've done on the show, as well as we have access to 4,500 hours of podcast information from past shows. And additionally, there is a place to partner with us. So typically, you know, I'm not big on this part of it, but we're in a financial need, just like everybody else. And we need partners to come along and help us advance the kingdom of God in this really bizarre, unique, strange way that we call Christian Live Talk Radio. And so in doing that, not only can we pray for people, hear praise reports, be a blessing, and be blessed, but we can connect to one another. If you want to participate in that in some capacity, please be praying for us. And if you can financially participate, awesome sauce, please do so. Our scripture today would be Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, that's a commitment from the Lord. So don't look at me. Talk to the Lord. See if you believe his word in that realm right there. If you want to give, do so. If you don't worry about it. But check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Want to say at the end of that is duck or jump or go away, jump, get out of the way,
get out of the water,
get out quick. Oh no. Okay, that was hilarious. Another brilliant sound effect by Jennifer. She is just on a roll. I mean, she's just killing it. I love it. All right, so people are like, why do you do that? It's funny. That's why we do it. Additionally, I want to remind people, for those that don't know, I am not the most skilled spokesperson in the world. I am not the most educated spokesperson in the world, but I am definitely one of the most annoying spokespeople in the world. So you can just rejoice in that and hang out with me. If you're in San Diego, it's 11:38. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:38. And the bottom line is we're going to dive into the Word of God. We will give an update on Easton. He was doing super well yesterday. A little more up and down over the evening. What we are going to pray for is Julianne, because she's the one, listen to this, she's the one who's watching Easton kind of by herself as Jared is watching the other three kids at home. And so she's the one that has to be kind of on target, ready, always available. So we're going to be praying later on in the show for her so she can have endurance and strength, because that is no easy task. Okay, just to be able to always be available after a surgery like that. And she's the full one responsible as an adult. Easton in general is doing pretty well. And so we're very happy with the overall results. But we want to make sure that the parents have enough sustaining strength. That's a big deal to all of us. We do have somebody that's on the phone. We want to give them a chance to reach in and talk. We don't have any problem changing the direction of the show, because we never know what's going to happen. That's part of the fun. All right, so go ahead and send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Gary in Corsicana.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. How can I help you today?
I just want to ask you, I know you already are praying. It's just kind of the things going on with Israel, and that's been on my mind. I've had things happen in my life, and I don't say I get visions, but I don't want to live in fear or anything like that, but I'm praying for your grandson, and I'm praying for you and your family. I'm praying for our churches, our nation, our military. And I feel like America is going to be helping Israel, and we need to, for sure. But when it comes right down to it, I believe in the Bible, there's a thing that says that the wings of an eagle, and I've heard that interpreted that that's us. Whether it is or not, I want to stand with the Lord and agree with you in prayer that everybody will, that knows him, will stand. Whether we get martyred or whatever, we're going to stand for the Lord and be with him.
I love
so
that.
I don't want to live in fear. So I'm discounting that, and I'm praying against that. I want to have a peace of my heart that, and I've been in a situation where I've been robbed, kidnapped. Lord, give me a special peace. He gave me a peace that's beyond understanding in that middle of that robbery. So I know that he's there and he'll take care of us no matter what. And I was ready to die and be with him. And it didn't happen. And when it didn't happen, I kind of, that's when I started freaking out. But anyway, I think I'm not alone. There's so many of us praying and asking the Lord to help Israel and help us as a people to be in the right.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great, first of all, let me commend you for sharing that. And I'll tell you why. There's not a lot of people that would call up and just share how they're feeling about it. It's just like, look, this is really a difficult situation. We definitely want to love that which God loves. And we're not, there's no question in the heart and mind of God how he feels about Israel. In Numbers chapter 24, verse 9, it's very specific. Bless those that bless you, may they be blessed. And those that curse you, may they be cursed. It's not, you know, it's not an option. It's not anywhere around there. But that is in the Lord's hands. We don't know what's going to happen. I like what you said about that. But there's this fight against, for the Christian, on the fear side of things, because you don't know how it's going to trickle into the scenario that we're living in and how it's going to affect us, not just as a nation corporately, but how it's going to affect us individually. So I think that's a great statement. So there's a couple of responses, and then when we're done with this, I'm going to pray, and you and I'll pray together, and the audience will join us, and we're going to pray for that right spirit, because what you said is exactly what the Christian needs to have, exactly what you experienced when you were going through tragedy and trauma. And that is, right, the Lord gave you a peace that was past understanding that kept you, right? And that's what we all need to be operating. Exactly. And so that's a big deal. So it's great for people to understand. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so when you said, hey, if we need to go and be with the Lord, let's go and be with the Lord. If it's not that time, Lord, just get us through the situation. Whatever we got to do, we got to do. That's exactly the heart and the mind of a surrendered believer to the Lord. It's exactly what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's like, look, I'd really like this to pass, but if it's not going to pass, you know, it's not my will, but your will be done. It's like, I'd like that, but if not, okay. And so that attitude of surrender and yield, and then the understanding that fear, that's a tormentor, and peace should be reigning since Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So Gary, it was great.
That's right.
Great way to say what you said. And I'd like you to stay on the line and pray with me as we pray for the audience for the believers.
Yes,
let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just want to thank you for Gary and for his call. Brilliant. It's just brilliant. I just love how your Holy Spirit moves upon us and directs and redirects. It's the best that there is, Lord. There's just nothing like it. And I'm asking you to bless not just Gary and myself, but every person that can hear my voice with the peace that passes all understanding as we hear wars and rumors of wars, as we see the end getting closer, and we've got no doubt how that is and how it's all going to happen. We're not sure. We got some ideas. But the bottom line, Lord, is you're in charge. You have already been around the corner, and we don't have to be afraid of what's around the corner because you're there. So we ask you to give us a sense of peace, that anybody that's fighting with that spirit of fear, Lord, you'd help them overcome that, to have confidence in you, that you are the victor, that you prevail, and that you bring your peace, your grace, your mercy, and it would just fall upon us with such great strength that we would look up and know our redemption draws nigh and have praise on our lips.
Amen.
And we just pray for that. We ask you to bless the people that are hearing us. And Lord, bless our nation. We ask you to bless America. We ask you to help us as a country not to hear the voices of evil or darkness. And we ask you to protect the apple of your eye, Israel. Keep your eyes upon them. And you tell us that there's favor when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that's what we pray for. The peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
Pour your graciousness out upon us. We pray all these things beyond us, but in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And amen.
And may we be open to the Lord dealing with us to tell everybody that needs to come into the kingdom. Yes. Be ready to tell them.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Let's be in the kingdom together before it's too late.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Right. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That
yes,
is
Lord. Yes,
exactly
Lord.
Right. Yes, Lord. Let us do that. Let us be open vessels. Amen, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Excellent call, Gary. I mean, I'm just glad you called in and shared your heart. That's exactly what.
Thank you, brother.
You know, that's just great stuff.
I'm better when I'm with my church people and when I'm listening to you.
I appreciate
thank you.
That.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless, bro.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. See, what's cool about that is that we had nobody had no idea. But here's the thing. The thing is what Gary brings up is a couple of excellent points, especially the spirit of fear versus peace. I mean, that is just like a huge thing. Because look, you and I, we want to know what's going to happen. And there are some things that we can know, and there's some things that you're not going to know. Okay, that's fine, right? The secret things belongeth unto the Lord. That's Deuteronomy 29:20. You can't change that. But we trust that God has us in the palm of his hand. And whether it's this part of the eschatology or another part of the eschatology, it's okay. It's okay. You want to know why? Because walking with us in the field is Jesus. But wait, walking with us in the furnace is also Jesus. That's why. So it's like, oh, that's like two sides. Yeah, that's just a great way to process it. And so if you're listening and you're operating in that fear and you kind of hung on every word that's coming out of, the internet or news or something, pull it back. Recognize that no news agency is as smart or as knowledgeable as God, and there is nothing that's taking place that he don't get. Just that simple. It's like, okay. You really want to know what's going to happen? The closer you are to God, the better off you're going to be to find out. That's just the truth of the matter. Let's use the passage. We're also going to do our trivia question because we still want to do trivia. We still want you to get a chance to answer Bible. But I love what Gary did. It was so good that I just want to acknowledge how good it was just to you just share and share your heart. And then we pray and we ask the Lord, and the Lord is with us. Remember that whole thing in Matthew chapter 1, Emmanuel, which means God with us, right? God is not against us. He's not supporting our cause. He's just with us. We're supposed to support his cause, but he's with us. And in Matthew 28, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the very end of the age. Okay, that's what we need. We need the Lord with us, and he is. Some of us need to recognize that he's with us, okay? Because he's disciplining you doesn't mean he's not with you. In fact, if you weren't with the Lord, he wouldn't discipline you. That's the whole point. It's like, doesn't make any sense at all. All right. Do our trivia question, then I'll jump into the teach. Love that happened. Here's our trivia question. What was the office of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist? Was he, one, a carpenter, two, a scribe, or three, a priest? What was the office of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist? Was he a carpenter? Was he a scribe? Or was he a priest? If you think you know the answer and you want to call in, whether you're in San Diego or in Dallas, do so. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. So the question is, what was the office of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist? What was his office? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? That is the question. We are in, by the way, Psalm 42. I always love teaching on the Psalms. The Psalms are so cool. There's something about the way David writes. You just read it and you go, I get that. I get that. That whole thing. All right. Here is something that he has to say in verse 8, and something I literally picked up on. It's not that I didn't know it, but maybe I didn't see it the right way until earlier today. And I'm telling you right now, in about 5 days, it'll be me being a Christian for 45 years, which is five more years than the children of Israel were in the desert, which, let me tell you, that was a long time, okay? Let me just tell you that right now. But verse 8 of Psalm 42 says this. It says, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. So here at verse 8, he says, remember, we're coming off of discussing this last week, and the author of this, it's actually one of the sons of Korah, or multiple sons, but the sons of Korah writing this. And so the reality is, this author goes, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Can you just think for a second how awesome it would be to recognize that God commands for you during this day his loving kindness? Just think about that. He commands his loving kindness for you. You see, the things that the Lord pours upon us, they're just so phenomenal. They're so fantastic. And we don't always recognize because, you know, quite frankly, we're just so busy because we've got to, you know, take care of so many things. And we take no time to slow it down and to recognize, hey, God is breathing his grace, his mercy, his loving kindness into our day. Here's a great question. Do we ever see during the day the loving kindness that the Lord commands for us? It's just a great question. Do we see it? Or are we so absorbed in this things that we do that we don't see the loving kindness of the Lord? I see Gary's call as a demonstration of the loving kindness of God commanded for us in the day. That's what it is. And then he says this, and I'm one of those people that loves stuff like this. This is where I go nutty cuckoo. He says, and in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. So there are songs, and my brother actually wrote a song about songs that God gives us in the night. And it's not just the musicians, although David, obviously, and the sons of Korah, all musicians, right? I mean, they're all musical people, and they're writing songs. And he's like, God gives songs in the night. And my brother once was sharing with me about how the Lord gives him the majority of his songs that he has written at nighttime, which I think that's so cool, right? That's a cool thing. But this little line caught me, so I did a quick review on like five other translations because it's one of the things I like to do. And it says this, in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Let me explain something that I think we don't talk about, and that is when you sing to the Lord songs that are from your heart or songs that you've heard others write, you're praying to the Lord. How about that? Here in the New International Version, it says, and by the day, the Lord directs his loving kindness. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Those songs that you sing are not just separated worship. They're prayers. They're prayers to the God of your life. You're singing, and it's like, oh, we love to sing, right? But that's part of praying. That's part of communicating. That's part of talking. That's why when you go into prayer with the Lord, you know, you don't always just have to laundry list. I mean, I know we do because you should to some degree. But just the praise is part of the prayer, the thanksgiving, to singing a worship song. You didn't write, but you know that it connects your feelings and your mindset and your faith to God. And it's like, wow, I love this. I'm just offering this up to you. That's the fruit of your lips, giving thanks, giving praise to the Lord. That's part of your prayer life. I bet a lot of people are now just thinking, you're telling me that when I sing a worship song, that's part of my prayer life? Yeah, your prayer life just got a lot bigger, didn't it? Because when you praise him with songs of night, he's like, you're praying. You're like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a prayer. We just don't see it that way. It's all of it. It's giving thanks. It's the fruit of our lips. It's a prayer. It's an offering. It's a sacrifice. It's all of that. And the Lord loves that. He doesn't love it because he's egotistical. I just get so frustrated about the worldly and the secular coming. He loves it because he recognizes you recognize what's going on. He understands, or I don't want to say appreciates, but maybe that's the right word, appreciates that you get it. And so when we recognize during the day, the Lord's commanding loving kindness into our life. During the night, we're singing songs. There's new songs he gives us in the night. That is prayer to the Lord. I want you to catch the power of that. you pray probably more than you know. And you know we're going to do our DNA, and we talk about praying all the time. Hey, you know what part of that prayer could be? You saying nothing but singing a song to the Lord. Something as simple as, I love you, Jesus, yes, I love you. That's a prayer. There it is. Probably sing it better than me. That's not the point. The point is
such an amazing voice.
Yeah. We'll just move on. I make a joyful noise to the Lord. You have to love that. It's about 100 years old, but it is funny. Bottom line, that's all part of your prayer, your praise. And the Lord is commanding loving kindness to you through the day. How blessed are you? You are blessed. What was the office of Zechariah, father of John the Baptist? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? He was a priest. He was a priest. See, Joseph, Jesus' dad, was the carpenter. So don't get that confused. There you go. All right, if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening by going to hemustincrease.org. Hit the Listen Live button. And if you're in Texas and using the apps or on the internet, just hang out. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been... And then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. It wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive, and it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God, and they're like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith, and the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless, because you have to be engaged with God. And know he's going to speak. People are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because he will. And if you don't, you won't hear him. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.